From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
I'm Nigel Payne.
Hi Nigel. Now, I know you're sitting in a business school in central London and I am sitting in my usual radio studio in the darkened southwest of England. And there's been a lot of action going on in Paris and in Vegas recently around HR technology. So that in Vegas there was the big HR tech conference, and this week we've just had HR Tech World, which is a different but similar subject area conference. And out of all of this has come an interesting piece by Josh Bursin, an analyst at Bursin by Deloitte. And it kind of follows on from what we were talking about last week about the employee experience. And he's come up with this list, which is really promoting a webinar and some of what he's doing. But it's still an interesting list of disruptors in HR technology over the coming year. This list makes, I think, for a very interesting, quite challenging read. So I just wanted to have a quick chat with you about what you thought. Because we've got stuff around feedback and culture management emerging as new software categories.
There's quite a lot, actually, that are emerging, emerging technologies. For example, I like the last one, which was employee engagement. So, you know, when you think about IT, it spent its whole history turning people off, and now it's spending its time turning people on. So I find that a very big and complex shift. So they're looking for small apps that will actually, in themselves, engage employees rather than create these massive programs that people are told, you have to deal with that. You have to get used to it. Suck it up, mate. So, yeah, a lot of that, it's about being more informal, cloud-based, smaller, more flexible, and getting people to kind of do it themselves, you know, own the HR space, own the talent space, own their development space, own their personal development. So all of that is fascinating and I think very accurate.
So we've got some very large legacy players in this space, human capital management software vendors. And what you just described is not currently what they bring. They're very bloated sort of LMS,
yes,
recruitment, you know, they've got, yes, very rich functionality, but they are very, very big bits of kit that,
yes,
try to do everything all at the same time. And that was the fashion, wasn't it? It was like, you know, you buy into something that's going to do everything. The full employee life cycle is going to be managed,
yeah,
through that system. And
yeah.
But what you just described is not that. You're describing a sort of ecosystem of smaller, emerging apps and technologies. Now, how's that going to sit with... two questions. How long is it going to take for organisations to adopt that? I think maybe smaller organisations can do it more easily. And what's the impact going to be?
Well, the way that it's going to happen, I think, is that basically three initials, API, that small apps are going to API off the bigger stuff, the bigger ERP programs, and pull data in that's focused on individual needs and individual perspectives, and that will allow the individual to kind of own the process.
Mm-hmm.
Don't underestimate, it's not just the technology that's an issue here, it's the kind of cultural shift to give people access. It's like, you know, giving them their health records. Now, everyone thinks it's a great idea that you should own your health records. Tell me how many of your health records you've ever seen. I've never seen mine. And I, in fact, sit in the GP and she's reading a report off the screen and I'm trying to watch it, look at it, and she's turning the screen around so I can't see it. And she's reporting to me what this report is saying that could have been emailed to me in the first place. And it's that sort of attitude is still very prevalent, that we're the big people, we own this stuff,
yeah,
and we only let you see bits of it. I think that that's the big shift. And within a corporation, you want staff that relates to their own ecosystem, not to the world outside. But it will be small apps working on your iPhone or your tablet that will be demonstrating that, for sure, for sure. And the timescale you said, I don't think we're talking 20 years or 10 years or 5 years. I think we're talking 2 or 3 years for this to make a big shift, because there'd be a tipping point. There'd be a point where there's some competitive advantage in doing this, and then suddenly everyone will be doing it.
So
for sure.
So for people working in L&D, for example, they need to be keeping an eye on the tech space.
Yes.
And really understanding what apps could be doing for them.
Yes.
You hear a lot of resistance to doing that sort of thing around this sort of, oh, it's the new shiny.
Yes.
But in actual fact, we need to advocate for people to explore this landscape.
Yeah. And I think that that phrase employee engagement is the critical factor. That's the difference. That how do you keep people, how do you get them involved, make them more involved, make them take ownership? And that's what they do in their general day-to-day life. They're going to want the same kind of control in their work life. And I think that will be the driver. So what emerges will be different from what you do outside the business, but it will have a lot of parallels in terms of, you know, friendly, simple, one-function apps locking into bigger systems. That's the way I see it.
That's great, Nigel. Well, let's leave it there until next week. So thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Martin.
From scratch.